growing up, I always wish I had known something sooner in life. I mean, there were times when I used to think that everyone had to like me, and I had to be friends with everybody, and I had to please everybody. And because of that, I had this thing where even if you offend me, I wouldn't want to talk about it because I wouldn't want to get on your bad side. And I felt everyone should be friends with me. But looking back now, I wish I had known that you can't be friends with everybody. Everybody can't like you, and you can't please everybody.
This is the Jackie Talks Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Jackie Talks Podcast. I'm your host, and my name is Jacqueline. Guess what, guys? The cold has gone. I feel like my voice sounds better now, but it's not at its premium level. But we'll get there. We'll get back there. Thank you guys for stopping by, tuning in and listening to me. If you've been here before, thank you for coming again. If it's your first time here, I'm very sure after today you're coming back again. I know with my full mind, my full chest. Yeah. So guys, today is episode 2 of the discussion series, and if you've not listened to my first episode, Means to an End, I suggest that you do so. There's so much to learn from there, and I had a friend on that episode, and we talked about it, you know, just like I said, discussion, you know, we're just having like a light-hearted discussion, and I think you should check that out. Today, just like the last episode, I have with me another guest, a friend of mine, and we're going to be talking about something again today. Join me, guys, to welcome Stanley. Thank you, Stanley, for joining me today.
Thank you, Jackie. Pleasure is mine.
Okay, so Stanley, tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Stanley Joku. I'm a forest trader / content creator. I'm very much happy to be in your list. Thank you.
Okay, so you trade and you create content. That's all you do in this life?
No, of course I do other things, but these are like the major things I do.
Okay, so what do you do for fun?
Okay, what do I do for fun? I do movies, then I am a music person. I like to travel, I like to read, and I like exploring. I just love life. Yeah.
Okay, alright. I'm sure, you know, one of my listeners can probably relate to that. Stanley's going to be joining me today, like I said, to talk about something. And you guys know me. I'm all about educating while still entertaining. So it's not going to be something too serious, but I feel like it's something that people at this point need to, should I say, reflect and look back. If you haven't done it before, I hope that at the end of this episode, you will be moved to doing this. Well, don't go anywhere, guys, and we'll be right back after the short break to discuss about today's topic.
You are now listening to the Jackie Talks Podcast.
So today's topic is late life lessons. And I feel like from the little narration I gave at the beginning, you know, you can have a bit of idea of what I'm talking about. There are things that I feel people wish they had known sooner, and the fact that they didn't know it, they had some things that it cost them, and now that you know it, there are some benefits that it has given to them. So Stan, what do you think?
Okay, yeah, you're actually right. Growing up, we all make mistakes, you know, as humans. Then when we grow up and become more mature, we then look back and we're surprised that we made such mistakes. But then what can we do? We're only human and we are prone to mistakes. So today we'll be sharing some of these lessons with you, and we hope that from that you should be able to pick up one or two things.
Alright, so Stan, tell us, you know, briefly, what are some lessons that you feel you should have learned sooner, or you wish you had learned sooner?
Okay, for this discussion series, I have 4 lessons I'll be sharing with you guys. But let me start with this real quick. My first lesson is, don't burn bridges. I know you must have heard of this before, but then it's becoming a little bit casual. People just say it without really giving it much thought. I'm going to be sharing a personal experience with you guys concerning this okay. lesson. So don't burn bridges. Way back when I was growing up, I had this friend who were really, really cool. Like, he was more or less like a brother to me. But then along the line, something happened, and I just feel that the way we handled it was a little bit childish. Because from my own end, I felt aggrieved, because looking at it like neutrally, he wronged me, if I'm allowed to say that. But then I still feel that there was a way I could have gone about it instead of looking at who was right and who was wrong and all of that. I should have put our friendship first, but instead I was looking at who was right and who was wrong. And then because of that, I like said a couple of things to him that I know that they weren't right. They weren't right, honestly speaking. Because I
despite that he wronged me.
Yeah, despite the fact that he wronged me, I still said some things that weren't right. And then looking back, I just feel that if it was now, I wouldn't have said those things, you know.
Because of what you know now.
Yes, because of what I know now, I would have looked for a more peaceful resolution. We didn't fight, we didn't have like physical fight, no. But we had exchange of words and I feel that we went too far. Because yes, the stuff I said, I shouldn't have said them. So that experience, right now, me and that my friend, that my person friend, was still cool though, but there's still that little bad
like
blood.
Friction.
Yeah, there's friction between us. It's no longer the way it used to be.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, and I just feel that this is one mistake that most of us make very often. We always want to say, oh, this person wronged me, oh, this person.
And because of that, you just burn that bridge.
And we're willing to just throw everything away. I feel that's not cool. The reason I'm saying this is because we never know when our ex-boss, our classmates, our friend, our family member, we don't know when they are going to come in handy. Alright? We don't pray that we'll be in a position of help someday, but we are humans and we coexist. One way or the other, we're going to need ourselves.
Yeah, we need ourselves.
So it's not always good to burn bridges. That's like my first lesson. Don't burn
bridges,
no matter what.
Alright, so tell us about the second one.
Okay. The second one is choose your hustle and face it. Choose your hustle and face it. Why am I saying this? Growing up, personally, I like to think that I was a smart kid, and then I was able to do a whole lot of things. Yeah, exactly. I was able to do a whole lot of things. I could play football, I could dance, I could draw. I was smart at school. I could do a couple of things. So then, growing up, I was diversifying so much. Like I belonged to a dance group. I had a football team. I was drawing with a couple of friends. I was still going to school. So I was just combining a whole lot of things. But what did that
mean? Were you very, very good at any of them?
I feel that I had, you know, I had
good potential.
If I had chased them like full time, like if I had the necessary support and then I faced one squarely, I believe I would be established in that field right now. But then that was not the case. I was being jack of all trades with them.
Master of none.
Yeah, master of none. I would try this. I kept trying several things. And then when I left school, that was when it now dawned on me that this is not the way to life. Can you believe that?
You probably spent your school years wasting that time.
Exactly.
Chasing different things.
At some point, I even wrote a rap song, and then I just tried a couple of things.
Put your hand here.
Exactly. So when I left school, I decided, come on, just pick something, if not one, two, and just face it. And that's what I'm doing now. I've picked two or so, and I'm just sticking with them. So that is one important thing. I know the reason why most people do that is because they tend to worry about what people think. You know, growing up then in school, secondary school where I attended, it was assumed that the smart students belong to science class, while the dumb ones belong to commercial art class.
Yeah.
So that made me to joined science class, and in the university I did engineering, and I like to believe I did very well. But if I had done something in the line of art, I feel I might have done a little bit better. I'm not sure because there's no way to do, but I always feel like I'm literally inclined because I like to believe that I'm imaginative.
Yeah, and creative.
I'm creative, you know. But due to the fact that I wanted to do what most of my peers were doing,
and which made you put your hand in so many things.
Yes, exactly. We were seeing medicine, engineering, you know, the usual in secondary school, plus my parents too. So at some point, I think I like consider what other people think over what I think. And the disadvantage with that is you end up not being where you would have, where you would have functioned better.
You won't be where you have preferred to be.
Exactly. The fact is, if you find your place in your natural spot, you'll be willing to put in the late nights and the extra hours,
which is what counts.
Yeah, and that's what counts, because every other person puts the regular 9 to 5. So what sets you apart is that extra hour you put and that late night. But then I did not consider where I really want, what I really wanted. I was considering what other people around me wanted. So second lesson is, don't worry about what other people think and just choose your hustle and face it.
Okay, so choose your hustle. I think at some point I also had that same everything. Where I wanted to put my hand in everything. Because I remember when I came into university, I also started. I wanted to start a dance crew. And today, as I'm talking to you now, I'm not very good at dance. It's not like I cannot dance. Yes, I can, but that drive is not there. You know, I know it has been. Should I say it has been a talent growing up? But then it was more like I was just doing it because I wanted to just prove to people that I could dance.
Yeah.
Yes, I liked doing it, but then it was more of let me prove to people that I can dance. Yeah. Let me see how I can, you know, use this dancing to make money. It was not really about what I wanted.
Okay.
Because dancing is something that, you know, there are people who just stay and then they think of like new dance steps to come up with. But my own only comes when I hear music. So when I don't hear music, I'm not thinking about dancing. You understand? So
yeah.
One thing I know about myself now is that I like to write. Even when I'm not supposed to be writing, I can literally tell a story with everything I look at. So, me trying to put my hand into like different things, I tried the whole dancing, I tried so many things, and I felt like, oh, I could be good at it. And, you know, chasing all of that, it allowed me to focus on one. You know, when I started writing as a career, I know that I had been writing way before that time, but if I said as a career, if I had taken it seriously, I would have gone far.
Yeah.
But because I was putting my hand here, considering what other people would think of me, you know, it was just seeming like I didn't have time to focus on what really mattered to me. So I think I feel you in that aspect. I totally feel you. So tell us, what you said you had four lessons for.
Yeah.
So what's the third one?
Okay. The third lesson is don't judge in any way.
That's a deep one.
Because looking at,
so you said you had four lessons for us and you've told us two. So what's the third one?
Okay, the third lesson is don't judge because you're not perfect. Okay.
That's a very deep one. I think that one is common.
Yes.
So how does that apply to you? How was that a lesson for you?
Yeah. Me growing up, I was this over righteous kid. Holier than thou. That's the language. I like to criticize most things. Like when I look around I see any evil happening to society, I'm always quick to like buff it. I'll go to maybe Facebook or any of the social media outlets and I'll make
rant and rant and rant and rant.
And I'll say this is wrong, this shouldn't be. Like I just felt like I belonged to the society where maybe I like to consider them that was childish, that I'm the only sin and most other persons are just doing stuff. But then growing up and I looked at it critically, that this thing you do, is it really worth it? Is it worth it? Because now looking at it, I feel that every one of us have our flaws in our own ways, right? Even me talking now, I have my own flaws. So it wouldn't be nice if I neglect my own flaws and then pointing and accusing fingers, trying to like say, okay, you're doing this. Meanwhile, I have other things that I could have considered on my own aspect, but then I'm leaving them and ignoring them
facing other people.
And then looking at it, when you point like a finger to somebody, when you point towards somebody, you usually have like three other fingers pointing towards you.
Do you?
Yes. So
let me try that.
Yeah, you do.
I know you guys can't see me, but it's true.
Yeah, it's true. So that I like to believe that if you spot a problem with somebody or a fault with somebody, just one fault, and then you're accusing that person.
There are like three faults
you have inside you that
wow.
If you sit down and think about it, you notice that they are there. So I've decided that just coexist with everyone. Try as much as possible to be peaceful. Don't be the judge. Nobody has made the judge. Even the Bible said the judge not so that you not be judged. Alright? In as much as you're not perfect, you're not a saint, so why should you be judging others? Alright? It's not like these people don't know what they do, they know what they are doing, they know it's not right. It's not your judgment that is going to change it. And most times, don't we do these things to sacrifice human relationship on the altar of judging? What do I mean?
Yeah.
You can. There's a way you can talk to somebody, and the person will not feel safe where you are, and the person will decide to give some distance. You've lost that person, and it's not good.
Just because you felt like you were better,
exactly.
And you have the right to judge.
Before every other demarcation, before wealth, status, religion, every other thing, before all of that, we were first humans, and that humanity is what matters most. I think we should always try to look out for ourselves rather than trying to castigate and say this person is wrong, this person is right, this person is better. That is not the way to
do it. And then we'll try to revise other people's life.
Yeah.
I feel like this is one thing that a lot of people say every day.
Yeah.
But still, you know, there's some things that when you hear people say all the time, it seems like it loses its value.
Yes.
But then when you hear someone's personal story, you kind of see the reason why you shouldn't be doing this.
Exactly.
For instance, myself, I've had, I mean, everybody judges me that I'm here talking. I'm sure a couple of times I have judged people, and there are people who have also judged me too. We're humans, and it's just in our nature to do that, even though it's not right. So, but I think I've had some experiences where I judged people, and turned out that what I had said, you know, about them, or what I thought about them from my own judgment, ended up not being right. So it was like I had said this about them, maybe from maybe I saw them doing this, or I saw them with someone, or something like that. I just felt like, oh, this person is this automatically. I did not want to hear anything. I didn't want to know exactly. I didn't even want. It was just like looking at a book and just basically looking at the maybe the author's name or the title and saying, ah, it's boring.
And you shouldn't judge a book.
And I shouldn't judge a book by its cover, exactly. So that was the way it was for me. And then getting to find out that, oh, this wasn't the way it actually was, I started to look back and I'm like, so why then I'll do this? You know, and truth is, we humans, we are very funny. We judge people, but then when people tell us their own judgment of us, we don't like it.
Don't like
so the question
it.
Is, why do we do it?
Why do we do it?
We humans, we are very, very funny.
We like to ignore the love on our eyes. Why try to ignore all the speck
on that person's eye? And in case some people don't mean other thing, but speck is actually smaller.
Yes, it's smaller than the love. Way smaller.
Okay, so on to the final one. You said you had four. So what's the final lesson that you have that, you know, that you wish you had known sooner?
Okay, the final lesson is, life is not a race. Life is not a race. I know you must have heard about this, but then let me just buttress it with a couple of life experiences, and then from my own point of view, just say what I understand by this. Life is not a race, but most people like to consider it as a race. They like to look at, what's my peer doing? What are my colleagues doing? My equals, what are they doing? Are they excelling? Am I backward? Everybody just wants, just trying to measure up.
Yeah.
Now, the result of this is most people end up finding themselves places where they are not supposed to be in.
Because of the pressure.
Yes, because of the pressure. They just want to measure up. For instance, you might have a friend who is a graphics designer, for instance, and maybe he's successful there. And then all of a sudden, you just leave whatever you're doing and you just want to put your graphics.
Because you feel like that's the happening
thing. That's what's happening. And then you go there. Then who knows, you might not really be successful as your friend, because that might not really be your calling. Maybe you were called to be maybe say a trader or a content writer or maybe a musician, a DJ. But you have allowed peer pressure and the whole thing, the race to like want to measure up, that you have allowed it to derail you and take you from your track to someone else's track. The result of that is slow movement and unproductive lifestyle. Why do I say that? The only time you can be really, really productive is when you are in your own niche, where you feel comfortable about. You know, I always say this, anything you do that you've not entered into the zone. You know the zone, right? You know
what the zone is? Explain.
Okay, the zone is an aspect of, is an experience whereby you can just be doing something you love or working, and then you lose track of time.
Because you just love what you're doing, you forget every other thing.
Like for instance, you can be walking and then you lose track of time, or it's even raining, you're unaware, or you've forgotten that you've not taken lunch. You can even forget, like, I can go a whole day forgetting
that. That's happened to me a couple of times, actually.
You,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
If you're doing what you love, you can forgo your meal.
Yeah, a couple of times my mom has complained about that thing.
Exactly. But if you're doing anything that you just want to do it, you're just trying to do it because you just have to do it. Maybe you're doing it just to get money.
Because of the competition.
Exactly, or because somebody wants you to do it. That is not your niche, right? And you can hardly be productive there, because to you, it's not a passion.
You're just doing it.
And in a situation where you're dragging yourself, you will not be willing to put extra.
Yeah.
That extra is always very important. So life is not a race. What our advice is, just take it slowly, alright? Look inward. Ask yourself, what am I passionate about? What gives me joy? If I ask you now that, what you're doing now, would you be comfortable doing it 50 years to come? What would be your answer? If your answer is definitely yes, okay, that means maybe you have found your calling, and that is great. But if
some people are there, exactly, I'm not too sure. I think so. They're not sure.
Yes, if you're not sure, then that's not probably.
You still need to do some evaluation.
Try to locate that. Just disregard the monetary reward or the achievements for now. Focus on finding what you're called for. When you find it, the money, the recognition will just follow. It's a natural thing, because there's no way you can be you can be established and good at what you do, that money will come after. Once you can render services
and render it well,
exactly right, people will look for you. So focus on locating your natural calling. Forget the race right now. Forget what your peers are doing. Forget what they are achieving.
Just focus on what your own path.
Focus on your own path. We live in a society where peer pressure is too high.
Societal pressure, exactly. You know, when you look at people in your age grade, when you look at people who have passed
your age,
you feel like you need to follow in that same footstep.
But that is not the way it should be. Life is not a race. You're not racing with anybody. Yeah. The only person you should be in constant competition with is yourself. Push yourself to higher height.
And if you're in competition with yourself, it means that you can stop at any point and pick up again, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know, nobody's chasing you. You're just on your own, doing your thing. Yes. Okay. Wow, that's like quite a number of lessons. I don't know. Like I already said mine at the beginning. Mine was just, had to just do with friends, you know. I like to meet people. And I'm a people person. So growing up, I always felt like I had to get validation from people.
Yeah.
If someone didn't like me, it bothered me a lot. If someone didn't like my opinion, even forgetting that it's my opinion, it would still bother me. If someone didn't like how I said something, I to the point where I would prevent having, like, say for instance, I do something that offends me and I should voice out about it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get on your bad side, I would just keep it to myself. And internally, it would be like I'm having a battle with myself because I want to talk, but then I want to save our friendship. And then, you know what happens in the end? I still lose the friendship. So I'm like, this life, those are just balance. Like everything. After trying to do everything to save that friendship, it's still cast.
Yeah.
What better be doing since? So, yeah. And that's when it even hurts more because I will now be berating myself, beating myself up, knowing times when I could have said, okay, here you need to stop and you need to do this. But then because I want to save, you know, that person from getting angry at me, I would just, let me just, anyhow. And even sometimes when I start to maybe voice out about how I felt, midway, I would just stop. And I stay asking myself, because truth is, I noticed this about myself when I was in like end of secondary school, entering university. I wasn't always like this, funny enough. I was this person who didn't care if I had friends or not, because I knew that naturally I would have friends. But it just seemed like when I entered university, I was so adamant on keeping this exact set of friends. And I did not want to test anything else. I did not want to know that. I did not want to think of how there were better people out there. I was just trying so hard to maintain the friendship that I had. And I'm not really friends with any of them that I was friends with, you know, back when I entered school. I won't say I have enemies with anybody as well, but we are not as close as we used to be. And I have new set of friends now, which I think I'm pretty much fine with. Both girls and guys alike, you know. I was just so concerned. Like, I just wish I had known sooner that not everybody must like you.
Yes.
Not everybody must, you know, that idea you have in your head, not everybody must have. Like, God put the idea in your own head, not their head. Not everybody must understand you. So I was always trying to make people go, now, God, you need to see me explaining myself to people. I'll be like, don't you get? I'll be explaining. You must understand. I'm not explaining again, but I'll be going. That was how bad it was, honestly.
Yeah, so adding to that, you know, it's always like that if you try to be a people pleaser.
Yeah, and it was
you cannot just please.
You can't, you're wasting your time. Yeah, like if you're listening to this and you're trying to please people, you're wasting your time. That's just it.
Legit.
That's just it.
You are now listening to the Jackie Talks podcast.
Okay guys, so we've come to the end of today's episode. I hope you guys were able to learn something from the experiences that were shared by Stanley and myself. Thank you for joining me on today's episode, Stanley.
Thank you, Jackie, for having me. It's been so wonderful speaking with you. I must confess that I've also picked up a couple of things.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. So, wrapping this up, most of these things I discussed today, they cost me some things. Honestly speaking, like the one I talked about,
your friend
burning bridges, yes. Lost, even though we still talk to people,
but it's now with fiction
as cool as it used to be. Then about the one of choosing a horse and not minding what people say, that one cost me useful time that I would have used to grow where I am today. I would have grown more than this, I like to believe that, but then those times I like spend that as wasted time. I just hope that you don't make some of these mistakes, and even if you made them, yeah, I believe that you'll be able to retrace your steps.
Yes, come back. There's always room for improvement.
Yeah, there's always room for improvement, and it's never too late.
Never
too late to pick up. So just look back and see those places you might have lagged behind, and then pick yourself up again and make amends. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stanley. Thank you. It was so nice having you here. Well, guys, that's it for today's episode. We are done. Whew, guys, please tell me what you guys think about today's episode. You could leave me a message using the voice message button somewhere around your screen right now. Or you could check me out on Instagram. I am there as Jackie Talks. You could also check me out on Twitter. I am also there as Jackie Talks. And that is JACQUIE and Talks. Till I come your way again next time, probably next week, remember to be kind to one another. Stay safe. I love you all. Bye.
This is the Jackie Talks Podcast.